the goddamn sausage hut. Days 16 in, we're past the halfway post. We're making the turn, we're grabbing a dog, taking a leak real quick, and then heading out to the 10th tee for the back nine. And everybody knows on this course the back nine is much harder than the front nine. Good thing we finished strong in the sausage hut. Hope you're enjoying this. It seems like it. Seems like more people are listening all of a sudden. Hey, all it takes is just doing podcasts every day. So people can just eat it up. But why not in the sausage hut? This is Johnny Kilbasa, along with a host of cast of characters. I was hoping that we would have Huffy Toss by now, but we missed one opportunity. Might have another opportunity coming up this week to get Huffy Toss in. But hey, if Huffy Toss ends up going to October or November, sorry. You know, it's like the new White Hart Lane for the Tottenham Hotspur. They're like, well, we'll be ready for the new season. And then we're like, well, maybe we won't. And then they're like, well, we'll be ready for September 14th or September 22nd. And then they were like, well, maybe not. Meanwhile, just go play at Wembley. And I lost the analogy I was trying to make there, but who cares? Did you go back and listen to the good ones? Did you go back and listen to the not-so-good ones? I take that damn cut. And realized that cowbell was going the whole time, but oh well. Of course, it's quantized, y'all. Whew, let's just recap. Let's recap where we've been so far. Man, it's been a long time. But September seems to be going well so far. I think we've had a variety of different kinds of sausage huts. And we've got, you know, hopefully we've got Soulmet coming up this week. We've got the Meatmaster coming up this week. We should have Morkowski coming up this week. We definitely got to get been saving C-Suite for the second half when I need him the most. So get him in. Did you like it when I watched The Price is Right? That was kind of fun. I think I might watch The Price is Right again. I think they might be starting a new season either Monday or the next Monday. So maybe I'll do that again. I know you like that. You woke up this morning and went, I got to find a podcast for someone enjoying The Price is Right because I can't. Because I'm at work and there's no room on my DVR to DVR it. Monday, September 17th. Oh, that means tomorrow. That means tomorrow is The Price is Right season premiere. We're definitely going to watch The Price is Right season premiere. Ooh. Yeah. Even though the Meatmaster might be here, but he won't be here before noon. We had fantasy football round. We had fantasy football with Mishy. We had Machu Picchu. We had trips into the unknown with El Chapo. We had Patty Lynx. Man. Had a lot. And then what? Then what happens in October? We'll see. It's a long way away. The first 2 weeks, like when I took January off of drinking, I was like, the first 2 weeks were easy. The second 2 weeks were like, I'm kind of tired of this. I'd like to have a drinksky poo on a Friday afternoon. Just got done watching those Browns. I'm a Browns fan, whether you like it or not. And I certainly don't like it. But, oh, jeez. Zane Gonzalez, pack your bags, kid. Pack your bags. Although there seems like there's been more missed field goals and missed point afters today than there ever has been in one single Sunday of NFL football. Look that one up. I think it was. Pete Kerthaus, Pretentious Sport Minute, SlushTub Radio Network. As we have week two of the NFL season, seems to be pretty good weather conditions throughout America playing outside. Except for that one place where there's a hurricane. But there's really nobody to be playing right there. But anyway, there's been a lot of missed field goals and missed extra points today. Come on, kicker. What do you think you got to do? You got one job in the NFL, and that's go out there and kick. You should be able to kick from wherever you want, whether it's a point after attempt, which you should kick with your eyes closed, or if it's a 50-yarder, you can't hook it left. You can't go with the right. You got to get out of your own head and just go for the kick. This is Beef Growth House. Jersey Shops without bringing it. Beef's pissed off about all the missed field goals today, and so am I, and missed extra points. Are you kidding me? We missed two extra points and a field goal. You missed two extra points in a game. Ugh. It's a Sunday check-in, seeing where we've been, seeing where we're going. I think we're doing so far so good. If you're still here, if you've listened to all this 15 before this podcast, go buy yourself a box of pudding pops. Put it on my tab. We're halfway home. No guarantees still. No guarantees. Just stayed calm. Kept my head on a swivel, kept cranking out content, you know? It's not that difficult. Imagine what we could do with funding. Imagine what we could do. Instead of, we're still hanging by the seat of our pants here in the Sausage Hut. We're going to keep bringing it because really, it all comes down to whether you got something better to do, and most of us don't have something better to do all the time, so. As long as it's fun, kids. As long as it stays fun. And as long as one of y'all buy me a brand new mixing board and an iPad to go with it. Oh, NFL football. We're all suckers for NFL football. I mean, it's just like the, like you can't, even I all those of y'all that wanted to quit because of the stupid anthem thing, you didn't quit NFL. You're watching it because it's Sunday in the fall, and that's what Americans do. We watch football, except a lot of us watch soccer in the morning and football in the afternoon, which is a good combo. Start at 7:25 a.m. on Saturdays and go till 1 a.m. with nothing but sportsing. So I'll have a football minute tomorrow, man. Jeez. Football minute tomorrow. Whether I like it or not, should probably start that today. As long as Big Daddy wants it, he'll get it. Tuesday fast food review, and then that's it for Johnny K. Getting a lot in early in the week, and then late in the week, just come on back to the Sausage Hut. For night swimming, and the price is right. Oh, Mary Poppins and the 40 Thieves. That was out there. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the month. And we just went straight in with a three-part fantasy football roundtable. That was a lot of talking. And then Patty Links had snooty drinks. That was a good one. That was a real good one. Live fast food review. That was a little shorty. But which is fine, you know. They all don't have to be 100 years old. Then we watched The Price is Right. Then Machu Picchu came to town. That was bizarre. And then we went through the Key Largo stage of the month. Which really, that song's been haunting me. It's just, it's so awful that I just can't, I don't know what it is. I have Stockholm syndrome to that song. Also, the worst video, the worst music video ever made. I hope they've done those. I hope they've done a top 10 countdown of worst videos ever made. That has to be at number one. Of, you know, it has to be a popular song for it to have a really bad video. It can't just be some schmucko in their garage. It's got to be like a popular song from back in the day. Although I don't know crap about videos today. But man, oh man. Anywho. Then Nad Vaculette came in. Dude, I don't even know who that guy was. It was like he just snuck in here and posted something. Then we went back to the radio, live football minute and fast food review. Then we did a football primer with Mishy, which was, man, I'll tell you what, I think we're going to have Mishy back next Thursday. See how it goes. That's 82 minutes of glory. And I would like to see if you took his advice. I wonder how good you did today. I did terrible. I've got good numbers from my guys on my fantasy team, but nobody's scoring touchdowns, and it's not a PPL, PPC. What is it? PPR. It's not a PPR league, so you pretty much got to score touchdowns, and nobody on my team scored any touchdowns. I still got an RB and a QB going. But that RB is the dude from Chicago, and that QB is the dude from Seattle, who I don't think has anybody to throw to anymore. Tu sabe, pero tu sabe. Okay. What's your Sunday night looking like? Do you crave red sauce more on Sundays like I do? I don't usually want red sauce anymore, but on Sundays, I don't mind a slow-cooked red sauce. Oh, yeah. Shot an Instagram movie today. Check it out on JohnnyCobasaRocks.com. Or no, Johnny Kielbasa Rocks on Instagram. That was fun. I wish it was, you know, as good as I could do on my phone, with my phone duct taped to the, whatever you call that thing, above your oven, stove. All right, Johnny, are you gonna record a podcast or you're gonna watch the football game? You can't do both. Sorry, bro. Put a video up on the Instagram today. For those of you that like those cooking videos where they show you the skillet and then they put stuff in it and then they mix it up. I share the secret recipe of a sizzling hot sausage hut podcast and what we put into it. So go on over to Johnny Kielbasa. Going over to Johnny Kielbasa Rocks on Instagram and check that out. Check out other slow motion food videos from Uncle JK all the way from San Jose to your mama's bidet. That's right. From San Jose to your mama's bidet. That's where I rock. That's about all I'm going to tell you about until tomorrow. Because we got big, big content coming at you. Everybody, it's all hands on deck as we head into the second half. All right, we'll catch you later.